Gulf on the brink. Iran strikes Bahrain as ceasefire fractures. The Strait of Hormuz ceasefire is fracturing in multiple directions simultaneously. Iran struck Bahrain. A commercial tanker was hit in the strait. The U.S. and Iran traded airstrikes. And the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps publicly denied the existence of a U.S. military communication hotline. A statement that, if accurate, means there is no reliable de-escalation mechanism in place. The Bahrain strike is particularly alarming. Bahrain hosts the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet headquarters, and striking Bahraini territory is qualitatively different from hitting a tanker in international waters. It crosses into the territory of a formal U.S. defense partner. The degree of damage and Iran's stated justification will determine the American response. Any strike near Fifth Fleet infrastructure would dramatically alter the escalation calculus. The economics frame the pressure on policymakers most acutely. The Strait of Hormuz carries approximately 20% of the world's oil and about 18% of global liquefied natural gas. When tankers are hit, insurance rates spike, shipping companies reroute, and the premium on Gulf crude widens almost immediately. Saudi Aramco's resumption of Gulf oil exports suggests Riyadh has calculated that the risk-reward still favors moving oil now, possibly because Riyadh is watching the ceasefire deteriorate and wants to bank revenue before conditions close the window again. Iran's Assembly of Experts, the clerical body with constitutional authority over the supreme leader's succession, has issued a warning to nuclear negotiators not to cross what it called Khamenei's red lines. When the Assembly of Experts weighs in publicly on negotiations, it typically signals hardliner concern that diplomats are moving too far toward compromise. The IRGC's hotline denial compounds that signal, appearing designed to undercut any diplomatic track the foreign ministry might be pursuing and assert that the IRGC controls the kinetic response. Bolivia added a cautionary economic coda to the weekend's instability. The country's central bank set a new exchange rate of 9.73 bolivianos per dollar, a 30% devaluation, after ending a 15-year fixed peg, an acknowledgement that the foreign exchange reserves required to maintain it had been exhausted. The IMF's outgoing chief economist has warned that the global economy has fewer shock absorbers than at any point in the last decade. Bolivia's weekend illustrated what running out of them looks like in practice. Import costs rising almost immediately, dollar-denominated debt becoming more expensive to service, and household-level pain preceding any macroeconomic stabilization.